We are all just people. We are all just people. We are all just
Tangam Kiwa Autumn Market was held at Coulston Park, Tangam, on a pretty warm and sunny Sunday on the Labor Day weekend in March. This relatively new seasonal market is attracting a good crowd of stallholders and customers. This was Indigo Femme's first crack at it, and we chatted to Penny from the Community Garden, Matt from Chilton, Theo Mitch from Wodonga, and organiser Joe Humphrey from Paper Lantern Events. Let's just keep it simple. We are all just people. We're out here at the Tangam Seasonal Autumn Market. I'm chatting to one of the organisers of the Community Garden out here. It's Penny. How are you, Penny?
I'm well. How are you?
Yeah, very good, thanks. So, the Community Garden has been running for how long in Tangam?
5 years it was organised. Hit and miss. We've been a bit of a start and stop process. And but we're up and running completely now, so cool. It's doing well.
Yeah, was it impacted by COVID at all?
Definitely, yeah. So a lot of our meetings and a lot of our working bees and a lot of our gatherings were severely impacted by COVID. We did persist and still managed to grow food for the community throughout, though.
Oh, great. Yeah, because obviously food keeps growing, but I guess people being able to gather to work on, like, say, working bees and whatever, that's a key thing, yeah.
Yeah, it's the backbone of the whole philosophy that we are trying to work towards is bringing community together.
Yeah, good, fabulous, yeah. So tell us a little bit about this community garden and I guess expanding on that philosophy about inclusiveness.
Yeah, so our community garden is slightly different in its principles of what some community gardens would go with. A lot of community gardens we were discussing earlier do tend to have individual plots and have a lot of rules and guidelines and are closed to the public.
Yeah.
Are member driven. Ours is bucking the trend and going full open to the community. All produce is free. There's no ownership.
Yeah.
It's owned by the community for the community.
Yeah,
so everyone is welcome to plant what they would like, to harvest what they would like.
Yep.
All we ask is do some watering and pick some weeds.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah. And there's so I guess, and this is obviously helping to address things like food security, I guess, and just people's, you know, well-being in general.
Definitely, definitely. I think something that COVID did highlight to us was food security and self-sufficiency. People, it was frightening when you couldn't get the food you needed from the supermarket. So one of the things that we are trying to address with that is how can people have their own little plot in their backyard to just have whatever they need for dinner. We don't do mass production. We're not trying to feed the whole community out of our plot. We're trying to educate people on what they can grow and how to do it.
Yeah.
And because you can get quite a lot of food out of a very small area.
Yeah, yeah.
So
definitely.
We are very well-being, very inclusive driven, bringing community together so that people are connected. And I think Tangam is one of those communities that does that well.
Yeah. Fabulous. So whereabouts is the community garden?
So we're directly behind the primary school.
Oh, yeah.
So we're in the Kiwa Valley Estate, the new estate, as people would know it, on the corner of Jackman Drive.
Okay.
So there's a new park on the reserve behind the school.
Okay. And do you have a lot of, I guess, interactions or partnerships with other community organisations around town?
So the Lions are our auspice.
Yep.
So we sit directly under them and they are an amazing support system.
Yep.
The CWA have very much supported us. we've felt very well supported by all parties. The shops are always open to having our raffle tickets and signs and things like that. We do, the pub allows us to sell our raffle tickets and things like that, and that helps us raise a bit of money to plant, to buy seedlings and what we need.
Yeah. And where can people find out information about this? I guess you'd be on Facebook.
We are on Facebook. That is our main form of communication. We have a Facebook page. It's if you search Kiwa Valley Community Garden on Facebook, you'll find us.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, no worries. Thanks for having a chat to us today, Penny.
Thanks for having me.
All right, good luck with it. See ya.
Thanks.
Bye. Chatting to a couple of young fellas that have popped over to have a bit of a chat to me. I've got Theo here and Mitch. So welcome to Indigo FM. Theo, how are you?
Good.
Yep. And Mitch, do you want to just pop on and I'll have a quick chat to you? How are you doing?
Good.
Yep. So whereabouts do you guys go to school?
I go to St. Francis.
Yeah.
And I go to Bandiana.
Yep. And so what do you think of the market today?
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Sam, I reckon it's pretty good.
Yeah, have you been out here for long?
No, we just came.
Okay.
Yeah, we only just came.
Sure. Pretty warm day, isn't it?
Yeah.
What do you got planned for the rest of the day?
Probably we're going back to his house.
Yeah.
He has a pool out of his house, so we're having a swim.
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah. And what about, what sort of things do you like doing at school?
Playing footy and basketball.
Mm.
I like playing soccer, footy and basketball, like any sport.
Yeah, well, I see you're wearing a Chicago Bulls top there. They're pretty good basketball team. Yeah. Do you both play in the same team or?
We did last season, but this season we're playing on a different team.
Is that in Wodonga?
Yeah,
the Ledger Centre.
Oh, yeah, great. No worries. What about, so is that what you like doing outside of school, is it?
Yeah. And sometimes I play soccer.
Yeah, okay, cool. All right, and hey, thanks very much for buying a T-shirt. That was really cool. Thanks.
That's okay.
So what the T-shirt says, just hold it up. It says, proudly independent since 2010. So that's when Indigo FM started. So we've been going for about 13. This will be our 14th year. So, yeah. Do you like music at all?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you think of a song that you like?
Thunderbolt.
Yeah. Who's that by?
Bones.
Yeah, Bones.
Okay. No worries. Thanks. I'll, when I'm putting together a little podcast for these interviews, I'll play that song for you. Thanks for your time.
Face in the mirror is all I need. Wait until the reaper takes my life. Never gonna get me out alive. I will live a thousand million lives.
My patience is waning. Is this entertaining? My patience is waning. Is this entertaining? Voices in the air, leaving the ones that never cared, picking the pieces up and building to the sky.
We are all just people.
That's Scott here. I'm out at the Tangam Autumn Market here on a pretty sunny day at Colston Park, and just chatting to a few people, and one of them who's wandered in to have a chat is someone who's very involved in the Chilton community, actually. Turns out his daughter is actually doing the music here today, but it's Matt Williams. How are you, Matt?
Thanks, Scott. Yeah, it's very good.
So, Matt, you've been involved in the Chilton community, organising all kinds of things there for a long, long time, well over a decade. Event that's on topic is, if I think of, we're here at a market, a quarterly market, and of course Chilton's set up and run a very successful one for about the last 3 years now, haven't they?
Yeah, look, the seasonal markets in Chilton, it's usually the first Sunday of each new season, and it has become very popular, and different groups of people wanting to get in there all the time, and it's probably up over between 50 and 60 different market stalls. The upside to it is it's front and centre. As soon as you drive into town on the way in, as well as the spin-off for the local, the shop area and town looking busy, it's always a great little event that comes along. And
yeah, markets are really, they need two critical things. They need stall holders and they need people to come along.
That's right.
And it's about, and I guess quarterly works, because if you're trying to do them like every month, well, often, you know, that can be hard because they clash with other markets elsewhere, and then there's weather issues, and it can be hard to get momentum sometimes. So yeah. I think quarterly can work pretty well.
Quarterly works well because you often become, week to week or fortnightly or whatever it might be, can often be a little bit same. Whereas people, you know, will work around, you know, if there's only four per year, certainly something that people can make their way to. I won't take credit for the market. It is run by Chilton Tourism and Development, but the lady who runs it is at the Secret Squirrel, which is a baby clothing store just on the corner there of Main Street and Connors, and she does a great job in there, and she has it's working like a well-oiled machine. It's great, and as I said, the spin-off for the town is fantastic.
Yeah. We're talking here, and in the background, there's we're having to compete with the music. Someone turn that music
down. She's a bit noisy, isn't she? And to be fair, I'm trying to listen to you and her at the same time. But she's also competing with the generator at the coffee machine at the same time.
Of course, we should mention this is a family connection here. It's Matt's daughter, Molly, who's doing the entertainment here today, which is quite possibly why Matt's wandered out here today. Maybe.
She actually played last night at the Caravan Park. There's probably 50 or 60 people there. It was a really nice event. That's the Lake Anderson Caravan Park.
It
was chock-a-block. So,
Cool.
There's plenty of people milling around here as well at Tangambalanga.
Well, look, thanks for chatting to us, Matt. Fabulous to catch up on all the news in Chilton and enjoy the rest of your day out here at the market.
Certainly will, Scott, and you too.
All right,
thank you.
We are all just people. We are all just people.
It's been a few days since the Tangam Kiwa Autumn Market at Colston Park, Tangambalanga. This relatively new seasonal market is the brainchild of Joe Humphrey from Paper Lantern Events. Joe joins us now to chat about this new market and her events generally. Joe, welcome to the airwaves of Indigo FM.
Great, thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Thanks for making the time. I know you're a pretty busy person, so thanks for coming on to have a chat to us. Can you tell us a bit about why you've started up this seasonal market at Tangam?
It was always something I've thought about doing, and I know a lot of people have talked about it over the years. And I just, after starting up the Kiwa School Fete a few years ago, I thought I've got, the basics down pat, and I want to give the community something to look forward to a few times a year. And promote local small businesses. So, I just thought a little bit of fun, and something that I enjoy doing is event coordination. So, that's how it all come about.
What are some of the considerations and logistics that you've had to work through so far?
So, obviously, there's lots of people to have to get involved in putting the market together. So you've got the Indigo Shire, Colston Park Committee, all the sporting groups that use the area as well. And then just your normal insurances to cover a market such as this. Everyone, once they know it's a community event, it benefits the community. They were on board and, just make it all happen.
And you've been happy with the response so far?
Yes, absolutely. The community's been great. Our first one in September went really well. We had a constant flow of people for the 4 hours, which, gives you hope that we can do it again. This one, obviously the heat was a little bit not on our side this year, but the community still came out and supported everyone, and I think that's what it's about, getting the community together, building community connection and community spirit. I think as we go along, it just gives them something to look forward to come together with.
It sort of did strike me that a seasonal market, if you just look at it broadly, well, you should expect a bit of quite different for each one. But then when I thought about that, I thought probably spring and autumn you would think would be similar, but I'm sure that the two that you've run so far that have been spring and autumn have been totally different weather-wise, maybe as much as 20 degrees difference or so.
Yes, absolutely. And, being an outdoor market, you just have to, hope for the best and, know that the weather isn't always going to be on your side, but make the most of it. And that's why I wanted it seasonally, as like every season, just to get people out and about still.
Yeah, and it's probably not a bad way to start too. You can sort of assess the demand pretty comfortably on a seasonal basis for a few years and, sort of go from there a bit. I always think it's best to start off slow and build up rather than start off quite intense and perhaps have to back off or something.
Yeah, and I just think it keeps people interested. They're not looking at the same things, every month. And they can go and experience the other markets and the other parts of the area and support those around us as well. So we're not going against each other. We're all working together then.
The next one will be in June. I understand you're working through a process now to determine which particular Sunday to hold it. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. It'll be between mid and late June.
Okay, well, I guess we'll just keep our eyes on your Facebook page. Be the best place to just be aware of when that's coming up. Okay,
I will also put it on the community pages as well, just to let people know and give them plenty of notice.
I was really impressed with just the degree of organisation you've gone to, and even having volunteer helpers with their trolleys to help people set up and pack up. And I thought that was a really thoughtful touch. And considering, you know, there's some awkward items to be transported and vehicles can only get so close to some of the sites, and so that was really thoughtful. So, I must admit, it was a bit unexpected, really, considering what you would normally expect for a market, where you pretty much expect you can have to do a lot of things yourself. That was great. And the kids that you had helping out seemed to enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely. Get family and friends involved, and, you know, it just a little bit helps everybody. And I just want the day to be enjoyable for everyone. So they do come back, and, come back time and time again.
Yeah. So regarding Paper Lantern events more broadly, how did you get into setting up this event business?
I've always had a love for events, obviously always doing it as a volunteer for the schools. My big push was 4 years ago when we had the bushfires in Upper Murray. Now, obviously being from up that way, growing up in that area, we were up there at the time when the bushfires started. We started doing runs up there to, you know, deliver any goods that they needed. We were one of the first ones there. Generators and asthma puffers and food and everything in the relief centre.
Yep.
We then put together a hay run, put the hay up there, and then while I was doing that, I sat in the passenger seat of the truck and said, you know what, let's put a concert together. And it ended up being a two-day concert fundraiser. And, that was all done within in 5 weeks. We had to organise that. And it went really well with markets and auctions and everything. So I think that sort of got things going again for me and made me excited to bring something to Kiwan Tangam. And, just started as markets and go from there. So.
Yeah, and I suppose, if you recognise that you've got a passion and a skill set around that, well, you probably understand the importance and mobilising that, because of the connection that it can provide for communities, particularly in times of really difficult times like bushfire recovery and that kind of thing.
Yeah. I just like to have that connection with the community and doing things to get people together and enjoy time together. So, I just think everyone needs to stay connected somehow. And if this is the way they can do it, I'm happy to keep organising these events.
I did see in the Shire's Australia Day Awards that you were awarded the Kiwa Tangam Certificate of Achievement. That's a pretty special honour and recognition for your community work. So congratulations. Don't know if really anyone's, lovely. I know on Indigo FM we haven't had the chance to officially congratulate you there. So were you aware
Thank you very much.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, well done. Were you aware that you'd been nominated?
Not until a week beforehand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it was a bit of a surprise. It was a lovely surprise, it's great to be recognised. But obviously, I don't do it for the recognition. I just do it because it makes me feel good, and that's just who I am. I just like to do things for the community and other people. So,
as you would probably well know, there's hundreds of people out there in all the communities across Indigo Shire and other communities too that just are exactly like that, but it is really nice, I think, from time to time that we stop and just, recognise some of the great work that's done out there and give people the chance to nominate others and things like that. So,
absolutely.
I'm sure. Yeah, well done. Further information on Paper Lantern events, is Facebook the best place for people to go?
Facebook is the best place, and then you'll have links to events and things from that.
Yep.
That website. So, I just think at the moment that seems to be working, and we'll work on a website at some stage too. So.
All right. Yeah. Well, look, thanks, Jo. Look forward to catching with the June market in Tangam, where I don't expect it'll be 38 degrees.
No, it might be nice to enjoy a hot coffee on that day or that morning. So.
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you around.
Right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
We are all just people. We are all just people. We are all just people.
We'd like to thank Joel Aveo for granting us permission to use his track Just People on this podcast. You can find Just People on Joel's 2020 album Kia Lavaka. For further information regarding Joel and his music, head to his website www.joelaveo.com. That's Joel Avaeus, spelt J-O-E-L-H-A-V-E-A.